You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, the Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Happy Tuesday to everybody out there. We got a lot of news to get to. And first, though, wanted to thank Caroline Levitt for doing such a great job filling in yesterday. I was able to catch a little bit of the show and the callers, and I know everyone enjoyed it. So thank you to Caroline. And thank you to the news cycle for giving us this Durham report, because this is going to keep us busy for quite some time, especially because nobody else seems that interested. You know, Fox is running with it. Newsmax is obviously running with it. But a lot of people are giving this a good leaving alone. And when you look at the scope of this, at the scope of this frame job, it's pretty amazing that no one has been held accountable. The lack of accountability is what I get hung up on. But before we get into that, before we take your calls and get your reactions, let's talk a little bit about it. So the Durham report revealed, I shouldn't even say revealed, a more accurate description would be it confirmed yet again what we already knew. And that is this entire Russia hoax that was used to hamstring Donald Trump's presidency for 4 years, that was used as this kind of cloud. Remember they used to say that? Russia is this cloud that's hanging over Trump. And when you think about this orchestrated kind of concocted cloud that they put over him, it's stunning that he was able to get as much done as he was, because this was constant. This entire fantasy sucked up all the air out of the room. It had these people winning Pulitzers, writing books, on TV shows. It was Russia, Russia, Russia all the time. It was all anyone could talk about. And it was orchestrated by Hillary Clinton and her campaign. And more importantly, I think, is it was happily pushed along, encouraged, and also orchestrated by the FBI, despite the agency knowing that it was based in, like I said, complete fantasy. Oh, unless we forget the Obama administration also had their paws on this as well. All of the members of the Obama administration, maybe not all of them, but the higher-ups, plenty of people knew about this. They knew that Hillary Clinton was using this as a way to distract from her own scandal involving her yoga wedding emails. And I believe it was John Brennan, who we're going to spend a lot of time discussing today, John Brennan, who told Obama that this was a Hillary Clinton specialty, you know, that she was working on this. And yet it still made its way into all of our lives. So Durham wrote, and I'm going to quote here, "It is the office's assessment that the FBI discounted or willfully ignored material information that did not support the narrative of a collusive relationship between Trump and Russia. Similarly, the FBI Inspection Division report says that the investigators repeatedly ignored or explained away evidence contrary to the theory that the Trump campaign had conspired with Russia. It appeared that there was a pattern of assuming nefarious intent." In other words, the translation for that is anything that didn't fit their narrative, anything that didn't fit the get Trump, Trump's a Russian agent, Trump's a puppet of Putin, anything that didn't fit that narrative, they would ignore. They would cast aside. And I like how it says the FBI discounted or willfully ignored. I think willfully ignored is probably the one I'd put my money on. Because the FBI wanted this stuff to be true as much, or maybe even more, than Hillary Clinton. And I think that when you look at Hillary, and she's obviously despicable, and she was, like I said, trying to distract from her own problems, of which there were many, and the bleach bit, and, you know, we could go back in a time machine, and we all remember the details involving her scandal. But that's what the Clintons do, you know? There's something about knowing your enemy. Like, that's what politicians do in general. They lie. They're deceitful. They cover things up. Apparently, they bleach bit servers. And you expect it from the Clintons. But I think for a lot of Americans, now there are Americans like Howie Carr and like other people who have been around the FBI long enough to know just how bad this organization is. But for someone like me who's 30 years old, there was a level of trust in these agencies. There, and obviously it was a naive trust because I've since been disillusioned of that. But I think for a lot of Americans, if they were to take the time to understand this, that's the part of it from this report that might surprise people, is that the FBI wanted this to be true as much as Hillary Clinton. The FBI wanted to get Trump as much as the person running against him. And then what I really like, and we're going to talk to Brett Tolman at 12:30, which is just unbelievable that he's coming on the show. I'm so excited. But he brought up today on Fox this comparison between the Hunter Biden investigation and the Russia hoax. And I thought it was really true, because if you look at the Hunter Biden investigation, we just talked about this last week, how the CIA was soliciting signatures for that bogus letter from the 51 intelligence agencies. And they were asking people like John Brennan to sign on and say that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. And I was talking to a friend about this over the weekend. And a friend of mine said, it would make more sense if the people at the CIA, it would still be corrupt, it would still be terrible, but if they were acting on behalf of the president, who the incumbent, you know, the president who was in charge, their boss, if they were trying to solicit signatures to help their boss get a talking point to win in a debate. But that's how liberal and progressive these agencies are, that they're going out of their way to help Joe Biden win an election. And they did. They were a big part of it. And so if you look at this Durham report, it shows you the same thing. They were going out of their way to try to ensure that Donald Trump would not win the presidency, and that once he won the presidency, they ramped it up even more, all part of an insurance policy. But like, really soak that in for a minute. We have Hillary Clinton, we have the FBI, we have the DOJ, we have the Obama administration. It was a team effort. And even with the Clinton crime family, the DNC, the FBI, the DNC comes into play with Charles Dolan, who we're going to talk a lot about in just a little bit. But even with all of those different teams, all of those different monsters trying their very best to concoct this BS Russia narrative, they came up with nothing. That's pretty impressive. Like, soak that in. That's pretty impressive. They came up with a whole lot of nothing. You know, they always say, like, oh, most American citizens commit three crimes a day, or, you know, three felonies, or whatever the expression is. I know there's a book about it. Even with all of these people working at full capacity to try to connect the dots, as Maxine Waters used to say about the Russia hoax, to try to connect the dots, they couldn't come up with anything. I feel like if you really dug into my connections, you might find more connections with Russia than they did Donald Trump. And this guy's been doing business all over the world for decades. And it's pretty incredible how little they were able to point to. So they just had to start making things up out of whole cloth. Then you enter Ihor Danchenko and Charles Dolan and all these other people. But for all the times we heard Representative Adam Schiff and former CIA Director John Brennan spinning their wheels about Russian collusion, the only Russian disinformation that Durham found was being created by the Hillary Clinton campaign with the help of Eeyore Danchenko and the DNC staffer slash PR exec slash Clinton crony Charles Dolan. Dolan is the one who they're saying, and really, when I say they're saying, I'm saying like British tabloids like the Daily Mail, because it's too much to ask for the American media to touch any of this. The Daily Mail is saying Dolan is the one who likely came up with the defamatory golden showers lie from the Steele dossier. Remember that one that the media couldn't get enough of? Yeah, even people who don't really follow this, they remember that. That one stuck with you, the golden showers. Because that was the salacious like little bit of info that celebrities and tabloid rags, they could really run with. And they could really use that. So this is from the Daily Mail. Special counsel John Durham's report identifies Irish-born PR exec and Clinton ally Charles Dolan as the likely source of the infamous golden showers rumor about Donald Trump and the discredited Steele dossier. Durham's 300-page report contains new information about the possible source of the discredited, salacious claim and puts together a detailed map of how the information may have come to light. It says Dolan, a public relations expert with Kremlin contacts who advised Bill and Hillary Clinton's campaign, got a tour of the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow in 2016 and met with key staff members there. Dolan then emailed an acquaintance in Moscow saying, "I'm in Russia making plans to be adopted in the event this madman," meaning Trump, "gets elected." Durham's four-year investigation concluded that the FBI had credible grounds to investigate Trump's links with Russia before the election and didn't find any collusion. Despite the lack of substantiation, the allegations were fed to the media and jumped on by Democrats and critics. The damning report also states that the FBI wanted to keep paying Russian national and primary source of the dossier, Eeyore Danchenko, $300,000, even after the Bureau found his evidence not credible. And he was pretty open about the fact that it wasn't credible. Like, these weren't masterminds that were pulling one over on the FBI. These were morons. And the FBI was just, you know, trying. I think they were useful idiots. The FBI was trying to help along. Help us help you. But they still wanted to give him $300,000, even after they knew his information was bogus, in an apparent bid to buy his silence. Steele, Christopher Steele, was also offered up to $1 million for the now discredited claims about what Durham describes as salacious sexual activity by Trump and any links to Vladimir Putin. So that's from the Daily Mail. We're going to talk about this. We've got all day to discuss, well, really till 2 o'clock, then we'll switch over to 2A Tuesdays. But I want to get your reactions to this. There's so many different parts that I want to dive into. So if there's some particular aspect of it that you want to focus on, the number is 844-500-4242. I want to take your calls. We'll be right back with more. This is the Grace Curley Show. And inflation is at a 40-year high. Everything is very expensive. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. One of our listeners didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them, and he wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I." And you know what? You'll love them, too, because it's a great product to use in your kitchen if you're trying to get rid of kitchen odors. It's great to use if you've got a new pet in your life, and maybe you're not even noticing that they're making the house smell. Well, let me tell you, if you've got a dog, if you've got a cat, there's a good chance there's some funky odor in there. So just put it in. It can be your insurance policy against any bad smells, okay? You can be like Peter Strzok. And you can use this, or you can give one away as a gift. That's the beauty of getting the 3-pack. So you're really getting the best deal. It doesn't take up any floor space. It's 1/3 the cost of those big bulky air purifiers. And with code GRACE, you'll save money and you'll get free shipping. So go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in code GRACE at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code GRACE. Taking your calls on the Durham Report, will there be any accountability? Do you think the FBI, they're saying, you know, oh, we've made some fixes here so this doesn't happen in the future, so these missteps don't happen in the future. I wouldn't call these missteps. I would call these an attempt at framing the president of the United States. Slightly different, but maybe that's just, we just see things differently. We'll take your calls on this when we come back. 844-500-4242. It's Durham Report Day, and this is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at G_Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
We're going to have David Harsanyi on as well in the 1 o'clock, and he's got a great piece out about John Brennan, and the title is John Brennan Should Be in Prison. But one part of it that stuck out to me is he said he deserves a bright orange jumpsuit, yet we all know he'll never be held accountable either. So at the very least, let's hope he can be disgraced. And I'm here to kind of tell David Harsanyi, I don't think people feel shame anymore. This morning, I've been going over the cuts. It's Peter Strzok. It's Andrew McCabe. It's all of the people who, if anyone in the world should not be commenting on this, should not be getting on a soapbox, it would be these proven liars, these snakes in the grass. And they're on these shows. Now, guaranteed no one's watching them. But still, it like makes my stomach flip. I got to sit through Andrew McCabe chatting with Anderson Cooper about how he thinks the Durham report is bogus. Andrew McCabe, I don't know why this is coming to mind, but I feel like you might lack candor in this department. I have to hear Peter Strzok talk about how he doesn't think there's anything to this. And, you know, he thinks that Durham shows bias. The guy who said he could smell the Trump support at the Walmart thinks that Durham shouldn't be able to make this report because he shows too much bias. The hypocrisy, the lack of self-awareness boggles the mind. And then you have morons. Sorry, I keep using that word. I keep falling back on that. I'm sorry. You have very, very annoying people like Anderson Cooper and Nicole Wallace sitting there and going, right, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, it's a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy. This is a conspiracy theory. Durham's report that shows that the FBI mishandled this, and that is putting it way too mildly, but that the FBI was basically involved in framing the president of the United States and creating a conspiracy theory about Donald Trump, creating an entire hoax. That report, according to Nicole Wallace, is in itself a conspiracy theory. Matt, you're not going to have this cut ready because I know I haven't used it in a long time. But I feel like I'm taking crazy pills here. Mugatu and Zoolander said it the best. I really do feel like I'm taking crazy pills. This is bizarro land. And I understand why people feel like they're going to pull their hair out sometimes. 844-500-4242. We're going to take your calls, but first I want to do the poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. Don't be fooled by imposters with similar names. If you're unhappy with your smile, you need to visit Dr. Bruce Houghton in Nashua. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE or visit perfectsmiles.com. Matt, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Which party would be more negatively impacted by a third-party candidate, the Republican Party or the Democrat Party?
All right, so I read a story today in Fox about this group. It's an organization called No Labels, and I think that they'll end up pushing someone like a Joe Manchin or a Larry Hogan, which I know, I can hear the excitement on the other side of the radio. You're all very excited about this. But it got me thinking, like, these third-party candidates are oftentimes floated, They pack a little bit of a punch at least, but I'm curious which side of the aisle is going to dread this more if there is a third party candidate. I would say, and this one's tough because in this story that I read, it said that 9% of voters describe themselves as very conservative, but even fewer, 8%, describe themselves as very liberal. So who's going to look to this third party option and break away from their candidate more? I fear if it's someone like a Joe Manchin, I fear that it will hurt the conservatives more than the Democrats. So I'm going to say the GOP is going to be more hurt by this.
The Republican Party is leading with 66%, followed by 34% from the Democratic Party.
Yeah, the Democrat voters tend to stay in line. They don't tend to veer off. They don't tend to follow their moral compass and try to, you know, they want to win. And they often do win because of that. When we come back, Brett Tolman is joining the show. which is a huge get for us. He's going to talk all about the Durham report. People are already texting in their questions. We'll be right back with Brett. Don't go anywhere.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
You said recently you thought there was evidence of collusion. What kind of evidence have you seen? What can you tell us?
Well, I think there is evidence. I can't go into the particulars of our closed investigation, but I also think there's evidence of obstruction. But in both cases, I would say whether there is some evidence doesn't mean that there is proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Oh, boy, that was Adam Schiff. I mean, he's another person who, have you no shame? Sir, you were on television time and time again telling us you had it. You had the compromise. You had the information, the evidence that was going to show that Trump had colluded with Russia, that it was all, you know, there, and that we were all going to be proven wrong. But you couldn't tell us what it was. He always made a point of saying, you know, I can't tell you anything just yet because it's sensitive information. He learned that from the FBI, you know, sources and methods. We can't jeopardize anything. But he would throw it out there on these cable news networks. And Jonathan Turley actually was on Fox, and he's been writing about this and just saying, what is that information? You know, Adam, now that we know this whole thing was a crock of you know what, why don't you tell us what information you were alluding to when you were trying to deceive the American people? But there are so many questions involved with this, and the number is 844-500-4242, including what this means for the FBI. Like, will anyone be held accountable? The track record so far with Michael Sussman and Kevin Kleinsmith and these other cases makes me think no, but I'd be curious if anyone disagrees with me. But it is hard to fathom how we just move forward here as a country when crimes and cover-ups and frame jobs of this magnitude occur and nothing happens. And I think another part of this that I want to talk to people about is just the feeling of never getting a fair shake. And obviously Trump will feel like that because he was elected, and I think, and he gets criticized a lot for his really awful choices and certain people like Christopher Wray, and I mean, the list, Jeff Sessions, the list goes on and on. Jeff Sessions is actually a very good guy. I think he's, but he got rolled in this too, in this whole ordeal. But I think that part of that was that Trump thought that because he was elected fairly, that he was going to get the same treatment as anyone else in the United States of America who won the presidency. I don't think he even knew when he would say things like drain the swamp, how deep the swamp really ran. But I think the problem now goes beyond Trump, because Trump can feel bitter about this his whole life, and he has every right to. But what's a problem in this country now is that half the country who voted for Trump, and against all odds, he won, half the country feels like they were ignored and that the guy they chose never was able to get his shot at it. Because everybody, the DNC, the FBI, everybody else was hell-bent on bringing this guy down. And I don't know how half the country moves on from that without someone being held accountable. Joining us now, we're very excited, is Brett Tolman, who's the executive director of Right on Crime. He's also a former U.S. attorney. Brett, thank you so much for coming on the show. I want to start, Brett, with something that you said today on Fox, which really struck me. You kind of brought up the Hunter Biden case, and then you juxtaposed it with what we're seeing now with the Durham report. And you essentially said one of these cases was concocted, and the other one, where there was legitimate evidence, was suppressed. Go into that a little bit and just tell the audience what you make of this Durham report and how thin this gruel really was.
Grace, thanks for having me on. It's good to talk with you again. I I think we can't look at the Russian hoax and the Russian collusion investigation without also identifying that the same exact agencies and many of the same exact people were at the heart of quieting or suppressing real evidence of collusion, corruption, and crime in the Bidens, through the laptop, through whistleblowers, and all kinds of evidence. The same individuals and agencies were telling the American people and convincing the American people that that was the actual hoax. And so if you look at both of them, you really get a frightening picture of the use of our agencies like the CIA, DOJ, the Attorney General, the head of the FBI, the office of the vice president, and the president at the time. And to me, I can't look at the two independently. I now have to see them together as a concerted effort to raise one side and one political ideology and to suppress another ideology.
Yeah, and something you said this morning when I was watching on television, and this actually restored my faith a little bit, you kind of laid out what needs to happen now going forward, and something you brought up is lawsuits. And I think, I know a lot of my texters, they'll ask me about that. I don't have a legal mind, Brett, so I oftentimes tell them, you know, I'll ask Brett Tolman or I'll ask somebody who comes on the show. But as far as recourse goes, there were a lot of people, Carter Page, you know, there were people involved in this whose lives were destroyed because of this hoax. What is the course of action for those people?
Yeah, great point. I think lawsuits have to be filed, and it needs to start with Trump himself and all those that were caught up in the investigation. I also think that a class action lawsuit by state attorneys general that want to attack at the very heart of the conspiracy to influence elections, to take down a political opponent. There's a multiple way and avenues for these lawsuits to go forward. And then I do think that Congress not only needs to open and launch their own, investigation into the matter and issue subpoenas to Comey, issue subpoenas to Hillary Clinton, to others, and make them sit and answer to the committee. But beyond that, Congress needs to actually rein in the power that we've given to the FBI, to the FISA courts, and to the ability they have to avoid accountability because we have granted them strong protection in qualified immunity. They need to rein qualified immunity in so that they can be sued personally and you can go after bad actors. Otherwise, this will continue with whoever's in power and is willing to manipulate their power.
Yeah, I think, Brett, for me, one of the most striking things about this report is just finding out how adamant some of these bad actors were after the fact, after finding out that this was all bogus. They were still, going on television. They were still going on these or writing these things or going on these outlets to really convince the American people that something was happening that wasn't. And it just destroys your faith in, first of all of these people, but also in our justice system, that no one, and you go back to Michael Sussman, and I know it's a DC jury and it's hard to really come out of that, but no one ever seems to be held accountable. And then I'll turn on like Nicole Wallace or something, and I'll hear these same people, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, saying, this is a nothing burger. These people who have lied over and over again, and you'd think they'd just be counting their lucky stars that they're not sitting in a prison cell, but that's how arrogant they are, Brett. They're actually going on TV now and saying, well, Durham is off, or, Durham is part of a conspiracy theory. This is a nothing burger. I mean, what do you make of that? What's your reaction to that?
They're able to do it because right now Merrick Garland and Chris Wray are refusing to actually hold him accountable. The only ones that have the authority to launch an investigation that would expose the corruption, the conspiracy in its full extent, and actually, take down that kind of corruption would be a Department of Justice that's willing to actually clean the mess up. And right now, Merrick Garland, he's already proven that he will weaponize the Department of Justice to go after a political ideology while at the same time and hypocritically you know, fail to hold others accountable. And you see it very clearly in the Bidens. The arrogance that they all display is the knowledge that there's no one in position of power currently that will hold them responsible.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I did want to just read you here the FBI's response. They said they've already implemented dozens of corrective actions. And here's my favorite part. They said, had those reforms been in place in 2016, the missteps identified in the report could have been prevented. For someone, Brett, out there listening who doesn't have time to go through a 300-plus page report, do you think calling these actions by the FBI in 2016 missteps is an accurate characterization of what happened?
No, and the statement is false. It's categorically false. The same individuals in power, despite the changes that they've made, would have absolutely done the exact same thing because they reached a conclusion and they figured out a way to do the investigation with that conclusion already in mind. They used FISA warrants, and they will still be able to use FISA warrants. Grace, I remember in 2004, Jim Comey, from 2004 to 2006, went to Congress, testified, indicated that the expanded power that they were given under the Patriot Act would never be used against U.S. citizens. I remember thinking then, that better be the case. And as it turns out now, it's haunting to know that it was Jim Comey who made those representations. And it was Jim Comey who was at the helm of the FBI implementing an objective that was an objective rather, as opposed to an investigative objective against a political opponent, someone that they didn't want to disrupt, you know, the system that they had built.
Yeah, and it's amazing to look back on this and realize that Hillary Clinton, you know, of course she wanted a distraction from her own scandal, and she was very successful in that endeavor. But when you read about this, Brett, it does seem like our FBI was just as eager to prove this or to concoct this. And I don't know if you feel similarly, but when I look at everyone who was involved in this giant frame job and everyone who was, you know, they're talking to Eeyore Danchenko, they're talking to all these different people, they're trying to bring in people to work for them. And for all of that, they really were able to come up with nothing. It's kind of impressive how little they were able to come up with when it comes to Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's both impressive and disgusting what was on display, and especially now as we look at it in hindsight. But, you know, how unbelievable that in October 2016, Hillary Clinton just innocently puts out there in a tweet on social media that it appears that Donald Trump is colluding with Russians and is having secret communications. So he's compromised. She is at the heart of launching what is one of the most offensive and treasonous efforts by those in power to go unconstitutionally and illegally after a political opponent. I mean, it makes what they accuse Donald Trump of, what has happened since, and all of the scandals they tried to create in the history of this country, it makes everything pale in comparison if you view it in its proper light.
Yeah, and again, I know, Brett, I've said this before, but your original comment today on TV when you said, you know, with the Hunter Biden investigation, they have all this evidence and they don't want to go near it. I mean, these intelligence agencies are trying their best to discredit it as Russian disinformation when they have real evidence to go after Hunter Biden with. And then when they have no evidence, they all get together and they become like these creative artists and they're going to try to paint a picture for the American people. It's so backwards of what's supposed to be going on there. And I just don't know how you rectify it. Is it too late for the FBI? Is there any coming back from this, Brett Tolman?
I think the FBI, whether you want to call it a dismantling you're going to call it, the Congress needs to rein the FBI in. They need to be an investigative agency that assists in investigating criminal activity that occurs in the United States that's difficult for state and locals to go after, but they cannot be utilizing all the power that we have given them against U.S. citizens, and they're doing it. And they're doing it successfully if you think about what impact it had on Donald Trump as president, on the those of us that have seen and watched the Bidens. In any other world, in any other scenario, I can list a dozen U.S. attorneys that would have already brought charges, significant charges, against multiple Biden members based on the evidence that we've seen now, and many that would have launched a very robust investigation of this sitting president and what his role was in a pay-to-play scheme involving our foreign adversaries.
Brett Tolman, we thank you so much for coming on the show. Brett is the executive director of Right on Crime. He's a former U.S. attorney. You've seen him on television before. He does a lot of great interviews. You can follow him on Twitter at Tolman Brett. He's a great follow. Sir, we know you're very busy. Thank you so much for coming on the Grace Curley Show.
Thanks, Grace.
And when we come back, we'll take your responses to this. I really, the part of it for me, and I brought this up with the listeners before, it kind of goes back to Dr. Fauci for me. I always tell people, I'm never going to try to convince you that there is going to be some sort of great justice served, or that, you know, you're going to see somebody in an orange jumpsuit. But all I ask for is that people, at the very least, admit that they're liars, admit that they tried to pull something over on us. And instead, those same people go on TV and they start lecturing me and you about how corrupt the right is. It's not fair. It's just not fair. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls on this and your reaction to that interview with Brett Tolman when we come back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
Nothing for you!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
There's so much more I want to talk about. I want to talk about Carter Page and how his reputation was ruined because the FBI was mad that he wouldn't be an informant. I want to talk about their excuse that, you know, mistakes were made. We're going to talk about all of it. We got plenty of time, but let's first go to the callers here. Steve, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, first of all, I'm sorry you won't be at Fun Spot on Friday.
I know, Steve. You're going to have so much fun, though. You should still stop by.
Yes, I know. Okay. With respect to your last interview on the phone, they're never going to police themselves or their transgressions, first of all. And I just wanted to mention Jesse Waters' comments on the subject last night. He put it quite succinctly at the end of about an 8-minute review. This is him portraying the Dems. Quote, "We're better at this than you. We won, you lost. Thanks for playing." And that really sums it up.
Yeah. No, I think it does. They're very good at this, and they get away with it every time. And I don't know. You know, maybe we can talk about this a little later in the show. I don't know what needs to happen I don't think there's any rectifying this, but to at least make the American people feel like something's being done about this kind of corruption. We're going to talk to Dave Harsanyi when we come back. Thank you for the call, Steve. Don't go anywhere. A lot more to get to on the Durham Report after this.